The Secret World of Briar Rose by Cindy Pham. Narrated by Elena Ray. To my 11-year-old self, who started wishing she could sleep forever and never wake up, I'm glad you stayed. Author's note. This story is inspired by my experience with depression and suicidal ideation. If you find the subject matter to be difficult to read, please take care of yourself first. Chapter 1. The last words Ellie said before she disappeared were, "I hate you." To Corinne, the sentiment was nothing new. Saying, "I hate you," was a universal language between sisters, and their tongues spoke it fluently. Ellie yelled it whenever Corinne stomped over her chalk drawings and wiped them off the concrete. Corinne hissed it whenever Ellie hummed songs in the middle of her sleep and woke them up. They went to bed angry, yet huddled for warmth every night. After the warplanes destroyed their homes and soldiers seized their families' belongings, the only thing they had left was each other. But this time was different. This time, when Ellie said, "I hate you," Corinne knew she meant it. Her sister had vanished as swiftly as any other resident come sunrise. Anyone living within the dilapidated buildings or rubble-filled streets of Gildan knew their home wasn't forever. There would be a few years of normalcy and routine, if their factions allowed it, before the rumbling sound of bulldozers came to tear down the walls. A century-long turf war between rivaling countries meant constant itinerance. New military, new flags, but never any warnings for the families who lived in Gildan. Houses were simply strategic locations to be secured, and people like Corinne and Ellie were just collateral damage. About as insignificant as roaches that were crushed to death if they didn't move out of the way. As Corinne wandered through the city center in search of Ellie, she could hardly imagine these same streets bustling with trade and people a century ago. Her grandparents had risked their lives seeking refuge in the prosperous kingdom surrounded by forests. But those dreams were quickly dashed when the royal family abandoned its people, leaving an ungoverned country to descend into chaos. Warring groups divided into territories, and with soldiers patrolling the borders, Corinne knew Ellie couldn't have left their faction. She pasted posters with her sister's likeness around soup kitchens, town squares, even shops that had closed their shutters, like the burning bakery she had looted for bread after the last round of warplanes came. Her stomach rumbled with hunger by the time she circled back to the marketplace, a deserted area with ramshackle storefronts and stragglers sorting through trash. She approached a few of them to ask if they had seen the girl on her poster, but their eyes glazed over the image, or they muttered a noncommittal response, or they cursed her out, which always resulted in her cursing them back. Mostly, though, she was ignored, like another body rotting on the street. Her appearance probably didn't help. Hunger had whittled her limbs to bones and hollowed her cheeks. Swathes of crow-black hair stuck to fresh bruises across her face. Tattered pants and ripped sleeves revealed grime and mud, the stains blending with her dark skin and old scabs. At 18 years old, she already looked dead. She nailed her last poster onto a wooden pole and took a step back, examining her work. She had recreated Ellie's face in charcoal, with all the details she remembered, every freckle on her dark skin, every birthmark on her long limbs,